Good evening, folks, and welcome back to Wobbly Player Syndrome, the 40k podcast ramblings of idiots is the other version, but here we are. Welcome back to episode number 23. That's a lot, and we still got things to talk about. Who would have thought? Wow. Anyway, here we are. Today we'll be looking into the warp again and having our predictions of what GW will do for us, or do to us this year. We'll have a wish list of what they want, what we want them to do to us, and we'll also look back at what we predicted last year. But I forgot to introduce the crew because I just figured everyone can see them. All right, so we've got five of us on tonight, so be warned. If I'm shouting louder than everyone else, it's because I want to this time. Right. And of course, we've got the voice, Michael.
Hello!
We got the safe for work, Mark.
Hey.
We got the never safe for work, Isabel.
Hi, I'm just killing cockroaches.
Yeah, it's a nice close-up, Isabel. Thank you very much. And from the kitchen, who is so blurred out, it's so filthy, Anthony.
It's not that bad. It's actually pretty clean.
Hi, everyone.
Is it meant to move?
That's cockroaches.
Isabel will get them.
It's Sydney. I'm sitting on a chair that's made of cockroaches. It's just how it is.
It's a typewriter. It's
if they leave my fucking chair, they're going down.
Everyone should watch Naked Lunch. The typewriter's a cockroach. So, how is everyone?
Very well.
Good, good.
Yeah, pretty good. It's not as smoky as it was.
No, lungs work.
Yay!
That is a very good point. While we are saying that, I am just putting up, people that are watching our stream, there will be a couple of links in our chat, which we'll, I'll talk about later, but I will put them up now, because I can. Well, we might as well talk about it now. So, if you know news, there's been stuff going on in Australia. Basically, it's all burning down. It's pretty exciting. Devastation, like, never seen before. I don't know the exact stats. I didn't look them up. Sorry, folks. You'll have to look them up yourself.
15 million hectares.
There you go. Just a couple then. And unfortunately, a few deaths as well. Wildlife just been smashed. Holidays plans ruined. No, not as important.
Mine got ruined.
Yeah, some close calls from people we know. Some people we know are fighting the fires as well. There's a lot of people who've come out to come help and stuff like that. We'd like to try to do our part, so we're highlighting a couple of things that are going on around us. Victoria Miniatures is the first link I put up. Victoria Miniatures have some wonderful miniatures. Anthony uses them a fair bit for his...
I do. Love them. Astra Militarum. Yeah, yep. Love them.
They got a thing at the moment that if you buy the... It's got an Australian fundraiser for...
Kangaroo APC.
Thank you, Kangaroo APC. The link is there. If you buy the APC, $50 of that does go towards the bushfire fund. That's not to fund a bushfire, because we don't need that. It's to help the aftermath of the bushfire.
No, probably never again do we need it.
It's going to RSPCA, I think, for wildlife support.
Yeah, they're going for RSPCA. That's why it's the Kangaroo APC, to help the animals as well. So that link is there. Have a look if you need some new miniatures, especially that APC is pretty damn sweet. It's,
they're pretty sick. I know I've ordered a small platoon of the buggers.
Very good. I haven't ordered mine yet. I had to discuss it with my other half.
Yeah, that would have been a good idea.
It's for a good cause.
It is for a good cause.
Yeah, totally.
The next link is an eBay link. I've got a friend of ours. I don't know if you remember Ben Winter Giles.
I went to school with Ben.
There you go. He is. His modelling skill is pretty phenomenal. He does the Gundam series, so Mark, you'd probably get right behind him and go, oh my God! It's just phenomenal. Look him up and have a look at the work he's did. He has put one of his pieces on eBay to raise money for, again, wildlife. Down in the South Coast. Apparently it's up to $610 already at the moment. This piece is amazing. It won awards in the second biggest model show in Australia. First place, I should say. Multiple awards in first place. I think it's 147 hours or something into it. It is unbelievable. I should have had a picture put up, but just go to Link and have a look at that way.
And Ben is an absolutely superb modeler. I saw some of his stuff this year at the ACT model show, and his imagination for what he does. I mean, he had the model this year, he had a Gundam machine leaping out of its box that it actually came in. It was just really well done. So colour schemes are great. Yeah, highly recommend his work.
He does do commissions, only one or two a year. That's how much effort he actually puts into it. Actually, he puts a lot of work into it. Not saying he does only does one or two. But. So, yeah, look it up. It's another way to raise money. Our non-safe for work, Mark, also is arranging some... the group here, the Australian War Game Buyers on Facebook, collecting donations of any miniatures that you have lying around that can go to the people who've lost all their miniatures in the fires. Anything little bit of help. You can't fork out money, but you've got some miniatures lying around. Get in contact with us, and we can point you in the right direction.
There's been over 600 homes burned down, so quite a few of those will have had some very important things in them, not just miniatures.
Not just miniatures. So anything helps. I know. So if you can do it, I don't have a direct link for that. Just get in contact with us through our Facebook page, RLG40K, and we can point you in the right direction on how to get them out. Any other ones we want to mention? That's the three that I remember that we talked about. Of course, they're all the other ones out there, the Red Cross. They're all out there. The other avenues.
RFS, CFA, CFS.
Yeah.
Whatever the Queensland one is.
Phenomenal.
The RFS has donation links up on their page.
Beautiful. So, see if you can do your part. Yeah, anything counts. I know $5 for a beer cooler went straight to the RFS. And it helps me. How's that? Come on. I forgot. I'm actually doing a barbecue this Wednesday for our Korean Martial Arts Academy to raise money. Again, wildlife at Bunnings down here in Belconnen. So if you come down, I promise I'll put the onion on top.
You devil, you.
Living dangerously.
Absolutely. So that's this Wednesday the 15th, because if you listen to the podcast, hopefully this will be up before then, but it's me, so probably not. Alright, so let's get into why we're here. Not just talk about good stuff and bad stuff, we're here to talk about great stuff, surely. What's new, Michael?
Well, it's been a bit of a quiet month, really. I think it's... Did we do like a late podcast or something? It just... Not much has come out since the last podcast, probably, because it's not a great time for GW to release new stuff. From what I can tell, there's just been some AOS stuff with Aether Wars, which is a really cool-looking box if you're into AOS. It's got a bunch of Disciples of Tzeentch and a bunch of the steampunk space pirate dwarf guys, you know, the Caradron Overlords, which they're all pretty cool models, but they're for the wrong game system.
Seems to be a lot of people just wanting to get hold of them, so I feel are they a meta changer, a breaker?
I have. Idea, there's a couple of exclusive miniatures in there, well, temporarily exclusive miniatures in there. They've actually started saying that now. They used to call them exclusive to this box. Now they say they are currently exclusive to this box.
Ooh, yes.
Which is probably because of people like me bitching about them saying that over and over again. The number of box sets I bought because they had an exclusive model in it, and then months later they're like, here it is! I'm like, fuck you! and we haven't had them yet, but the sisters are up for pre-order now that it is the year of our Lord 2020.
Yes, the actual official release, I think.
Yes, the actual release, not in
as opposed to the debacle that was. You can get them now! Nah, missed it.
Yeah, that was the thing that happened.
Did it?
So yeah, I like those. And there's a bunch of books and stuff which are interesting as well. But I don't know what they all are.
And that's how you keep the finger on the pulse, ladies and gentlemen.
I got the finger. I got of the important stuff.
Yeah. We
Just like, yeah, there's a bunch of books. There's a bunch of books. I wasn't really paying attention to the books because I was looking for more minis and I couldn't find more minis. Like, have I missed anything? I don't think I have.
I know because like my son's been hanging out for book four of those 40K adventure books that was meant to be out in
November. Yeah, and isn't June. Yet.
It's been pushed back to June.
Yeah, my kids are climbing the walls waiting for that.
Yeah.
When's that the new board game at Target come out? Is that out now? Or is it out soon?
In the US at the moment, Target. So I don't know.
Sons of bitches.
Yes. So yeah, there's a new. There you go. There's a new board game.
Well, yeah, but it's not out yet. Because I mean, that looks really cool.
I know, right?
Like we'll finally fill that kind of Hero Quest niche that they used to have when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But haven't had for a while. So.
We'll see. Yeah.
Yeah, looks good. Yeah. But yeah, that's kind of it, eh? It's been quiet. Everything else I keep thinking, that's new? No, that was last month.
No, that's new. No, it happened last month while I was drinking. Now it's new because I'm sober. No.
Yeah.
That's not right. All right, so what did we do? Well, hobby progress. Did we get anything done over the holidays that we're still in? We all love our children.
Can't wait. Yeah, nothing.
Chicken. Yeah, those adventure books are popular. I was surprised as well, but the kids seem to be loving it. So I got the two books for my son, and he went, "Where's the next one? Where's the next one?" So I had to go get that one. He's going now. In the back it says Attack of the Orcs, November 2019. He's going, "Where is it? It says it's out now." So yeah,
My boys love those adventure books. Like, they've been getting me to read the 40K ones to them, and my elder son has been reading the AOS ones when he's at home.
Nice.
Like, they really love them.
Cool.
Ella has really enjoyed the first two, I think, she's read. She really likes the Gene Stealers.
Yeah, Alex was trying to convince me to make a fucking Gene Stealer costume for Halloween.
That is cool. That is what I'm doing.
A couple arms and strings. Yeah.
Brood Lord.
I know, I was like, can you think of something else, please? All guys
in Brood Lord just shave their head.
Knock on the door. Trick or treat. That'll be there. That was good.
We have come on behalf of the Sky Father.
We don't want your lollies. We want your flesh. Join.
More DNA, the really, isn't it?
We want your sweet brain candies.
Join us in the swarm.
Everyone having a Christmas break or holiday breaks, depending on if you celebrate or not. Everyone had a good break.
Yeah, not too bad. I actually went and visited Warhammer Newcastle. That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah? Cool. Yeah. I haven't been there since I was a kid.
Yeah, so didn't even know it was there. I was walking down the street. I'm like, I've got to go here. I've got to check it out. Kids were horrified. There's one in Canberra, Dad. It's like, no. I'm going here.
But this is a different one.
different stuff.
I bought my first box of skeletons from Warhammer Newcastle.
There you go.
Where is the Warhammer in Canberra now?
Our local
Belconnen.
There's also Woden.
Used to be Woden. Where is it? I couldn't find it.
Across the bridge.
It's in the old cash converter's building.
You know where Gaslight books were?
Yes.
That's where they are.
Upstairs.
That sounds like it's in No Person's Land.
Gaslight books.
Yeah. It's in the warp.
Yes. So, they move from a central position to only if you know they're their position.
Probably didn't matter. They weren't getting.
And if you look them up on the map, it's actually the other side of Woden as well. So where they come up on Google Maps.
Honestly don't even know how to get.
Do you know you can fix that, right?
I don't know.
Like a community update thing, you can just fix it.
Anthony's not a community type of person.
If I had my phone with me, I'd fix it now.
Well, I was an RFS member for 20 years though. That was pretty community.
Until they found you were starting the fires, that's not a.
Oh, you know.
No.
We'll just get rid of that part. Hobby progress, please.
I've been painting. Well, after you, Michael.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've built a bunch of demons. Like, built all four of the greater demons, started putting some paint on them. I've been building juggernauts today. I was building flesh hounds yesterday. I'm going deep in corn.
deep.
Dry deep.
That'd be pain.
Because who doesn't need more demons?
Is that going to be the next horde battle? Demons versus heroes of...
Well, I've got enough. Like, I had over 5k demons to begin with, and I just a bunch
of... You are the horde.
Yeah, well, I'm like, I can just bring demons if people need me to.
I reckon that'd be cool. Let's mix it up with demons next time. They're really good.
Yep. Inquisitors.
Yeah.
Grey Knight.
Yep.
I mean, I could bring, like, 7 or 8 greater demons.
Jesus.
Mark. Be...
My hobby progress would be really quick because it's nothing.
Wow. Isabel, can you beat that?
Actually, I can. If I could go into the other room, which I know I can't at this point. I have a box that I brought from my ex's place that has actual miniatures in it.
Yeah.
And, like, some of them are painted.
Oh, yes. So recovered miniatures. Wow.
It's like recycling because they're from the 1980s. like, no, I was going to say like me, but I'm not. I'm from the 1970s. Anyway.
Anthony.
I've been doing quite a bit because I can't get out of the mountain bike and ride. So I've been doing modeling instead. So got the Lord of Death painted, Mephiston. Love, amazing model, really good, really nice to paint. Bloody huge. Primaris is massive. He's as big as the Custodes, side by side. So yeah, it's good. That's my first.
Which pose? Sorry, you go for? Is the one where he's going?
The plasma.
I see someone who's got his finger like that and going, no.
No, he's wiping
in the cave or something.
I don't know why you want to drink turned blood, but anyway, I mean,
I'm waiting for somebody to like paint him in a decidedly different light of sort of the.
You paint him up like he's in a cat suit. You paint him up in a cat suit, give him little ears, and he's going. Kind of cleaning himself.
Hello, Kitty Mephiston.
Yeah.
It's been gone before.
I did make a vow this year not to buy anything new. As my New Year's resolution.
Make that resolution.
look, I've got so much to build and make, it's insane. So I've decided I'm going to try and knock it on dead. So I'm going to modify my resolution slightly. Once I'm done, I'm going to buy stuff again. But
my resolution's the same. I'm not buying anything until I finish painting what I have.
I have so much to do. And I think I did the same.
I got resolution.
I think I did the start last year. I got fairway through my stuff. Like I had like maybe two, three figures left to paint, which was the stuff I just really didn't want to paint. Well, they're painted now, so it's all good. I'm back into Blood Angels in a big way since the release of Blood of Baal. So I've still no Primaris except for the Lord of Death, I guess. But I've repainting lots of things. Just trying to get the bigger bases on the tactical squads and stuff like that. Greg's trying to inspire me into a game of Apoc, so I've been madly putting things together to try and get my force number up a bit higher. I even looked at Apoc to buy. I was like, maybe, because it's not plastic. There's no kit there. Doesn't break the resolution.
You're good. You've got everything to paint in the box.
Today was spent cutting all the Necromunda scenery and gluing it together. I'm about halfway. My fingers are covered in cuts and snips from the snippers. That's a really big box of stuff. It's insane.
Don't hobby while drunk. What are you doing with them?
Yeah. There's lots.
When you do 200 pieces.
It's
just 3 in the morning.
I think GW needs to come up a way of recycling the spare plastic and let's post it back to the rebuilt and make figures from it, because I've got a bin full of the stuff now. That's insane. Yeah. I'm only halfway with that. I'm going to paint them up over the next few days. I'm back to work tomorrow, but we'll see where we go. Building was shut today due to smoke, so so maybe tomorrow. I painted Terminator Captain, which I've had for a very long time, and I thought I'd just better do it. So, yeah, Blood Angels have been pretty focused. I also did the Subjugators from Necromunda, which I got back for Christmas. I finished painting all them and basing them as well. So they're a cool little kit. Now I've got all their figures from the Necromunda box set to do as well. So there's a fair bit of stuff still to do. So yeah, I've done a lot, doing lots, more to do.
Mark, it was good you had nothing to talk about because Anthony took your spot too.
Sorry.
I'll try to be quick. I've actually done stuff too. That's unfortunate. But I've been doing a similar thing. I'm not going to buy anything new until I finish painting everything in the three armies I use. So it's the Salamanders, Guard, Catachan, and Death Guard. The witches are gone, right? They're gone. Forget it. They will probably end up being donated to. Yeah.
Come on, Greg. Toss a coin to your witches.
It's so fresh. Anyway. So I've been put three predators together. One of them's for Death Guard, and I had fun nurgling that up. That was cool. It was cloak day today, so I've been working on four Salamander characters and their cloaks. What else have I been doing? I finally busted out the airbrush that was given to me Christmas the year before. I went, all right, what damage can I do? So I started painting the Shadow Sword and a couple of the Rhinos. Went, oh, okay, I think I'm going to know how to do this. I reckon I could stuff up the miniature pretty easy. Yeah, it should be good. but I keep getting sidetracked because I did get a new toy at Christmas, the 3D printer. I'm just sort of getting sidetracked with that. But sorry, GW purists. I've been getting little bits and pieces and modifying my miniatures with the 3D printer, and it's been fun.
And a blood ale dual shield for me.
Yes, yeah, one of those. I did a jump pack and thought, oh, maybe I could make a Smash Captain.
Salamander Smash Captain.
Salamander Smash Captain. Yeah, reroll, hit, and wound. Yeah, that's what works.
No.
Give him a hand flamer. You'd be fine.
I had a bit of fun in the two-up tourney by making like a poor man's Dark Angel Smash Captain. That was pretty fun.
Yes.
People were not very happy with him.
I've tried to paint some more Poxwalkers, but I'm just over Poxwalkers.
I'll paint some for you.
Fair enough. I actually think there's only about eight left to go, but yes.
Oh, okay.
and we had hobby day the other day for school holiday, so two sons and I sat down and started painting. That was pretty cool. One got distracted, one finished building his Croissant of Doom, so he's very happy flying around with that.
Croissant of Doom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Doom Sides.
For the Necrons. The Croissant of Doom.
They're Necrons. They look like a giant flying croissant.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
I just wanted to be sure I heard that correctly.
My boys keep harassing me to buy some Necrons because they want me to buy one of the flying croissants so I can build it for them.
Nice.
Because, like, we were reading the Necron book, and I was like, oh, it's the croissant attack! The croissants showed up at the start of the book. And they're like, what do you mean a croissant? I'm like, look, see, they're shaped like croissants. And they were like, what? It's like, yeah, you can get that as a model. And they were like, buy that model, Dad!
I'm just painted in, like, bacon. Nutty browns.
I feel like someone needs to do, like, a French Necron army now.
Oh, it always retreats.
Replace all of the green bits in the middle of the guns with baguettes.
Get them berets. And,
say, niggets.
A Eiffel Tower monolith.
It can change all their rules. It's no longer we will be back. It's we will be back.
Terrible. That's hobby progress. So it's been fun over here. Getting, as you said, not buying anything new until they're done. That's the motivation that seems to be working at the moment.
It's still working for me.
Well, are you going to rush out and buy any more?
Well, look, not until I've painted everything I've got.
But paint?
That done. Means I can't buy paint either.
Once go across. Black's a colour.
Can't paint models if you don't have paint.
He's for thinking. All right, so what about gaming? I know we had our big game, our end-of-year game, which the video, Twitch feed, and the video recording failed miserably.
I thoroughly enjoyed that game. Jesus,
that was a lot of fun.
Cameras and very hot weather was not a good combination.
I'm so keen to do that again. Yeah. I mean, as I said, with demons, but I had a ball.
Yeah, it was awesome. So much fun, but the technical aspect was a fucking total fail.
Yeah, it was really disappointing. We didn't
of course, it. Right?
Yeah, it's typical for us, but we learnt.
Yeah.
Being in a more powerful laptop and maybe not as many cameras. Laptops and multiple cameras.
I'm amazed how long those heroes lasted. I really am.
So, I mean, just to recap, we did have we had a certain amount of characters. Was it three characters each for three players? Four players.
Yeah.
Four players.
True.
It was because me and Nathan went north and the other guys went south.
Yep.
So, yeah, Steven. And it was against a whole heap of drones and some
and orcs. And some demons.
And demons. Demons is correct. The characters stood in the middle, and they had to survive as long as possible. And in the end, only one character did survive. Ponzi off coward, Eldred.
Yeah.
And he survived because he went, back at last. You go fight, I'll stay here. And then jumped up on a ledge that nobody, because the new rules, if you can't put him there, they can't go into hand-to-hand combat with him. So new rules mean... He went,
so we tried shooting, but we couldn't shoot him off.
Trying to shoot.
Well, yeah, I mean, the rules of the scenario were that the swarm team had crippled shooting, so.
Yeah, well, we only had really basic troops, and.
Yeah.
I mean, look, mind you, I did throw something like 60 Jeans dealers at you, and they still kept on surviving, so.
Oh, man. Fucking, the Dark Angels and the Space Wolves just threshed through those fucking Jeans dealers for so long.
That Space Wolf Nathan was just monstrous. It's like one-shotting Tyranids warriors. Just bam, it's dead. Bam, it's dead.
Nah, man, he's a pretty fucking
one-sided
beast.
On one side of the field. It was in the Space Wolves. Dark Angels just went, all right, we killed them all. Meanwhile, on the other side, Yarrick, a couple of Salamanders, and I can't even remember what he had. Eldrad,
Cassius, and... Tigerius.
Yeah. And we're just being swamped. And it came down to basically Yarrick and Pelis standing in the middle of going, no, we will not fall! And then they fell.
That's because your side had all the fancy pants characters, and our side had like that we're just going to go run up and kick them in the dick characters. Half, a bunch of our characters couldn't even shoot.
That's right.
We were just like, we'll just go hit them!
Yeah, when I saw your first move just charge out to him and said, really? Really?
Yeah.
It worked.
It worked. So I know now who I'll be bringing next time.
Yeah, I've got my three ready to play. Yeah, so I'm not doing Horde again.
But Mark and I came around the other day, we played a game, but we also started talking about the next scenario we're doing, the reenactment of Starship Troopers.
Mm.
So that should be fun.
So...
Kill them all!
I haven't quite gotten the mission sheet done up nice and pretty for it, for its draft, but I'm hoping to get that up probably tomorrow, if I can find some time.
Yep.
Is it called Going Back to Pee?
That's the end scenario. We're playing APOC.
No,
right?
No.
I said to
that,
him,
that's
need to
the
do
next
that,
one.
We have to go Going Back to Pee.
Should I try and get my Hyrule up and running for
There will be a 6-beer minimum for that particular mission.
And we're going to get tattoos. Yeah!
And pour whiskey over it.
You had me at 6 beers.
But there were other games.
I'm not sharing with you guys later. That's not happening. No way.
It's a battle reports. Michael?
I had two games, so... No.
Is your name Michael?
I don't think I've...
No, sorry, I'm so excited. Oh, shut up.
I've only played that game. Right, I haven't played another game, because I was, like, off on a cruise, so I wasn't playing games.
You didn't play while on the cruise? You didn't take your minis?
No, shockingly. Actually, I think last time I was away on a holiday, I did take minis to build, but not this time.
Adam is away at work at the moment, down in Melbourne, for 21 days, all on his lonesome, and he's still sending me photos. Yeah, I built this today, and I painted this today.
Yeah, I think it was last Christmas, I was in the middle of like a 8-week, 1-hour-a-night challenge, so I just took two copies of Burning of Prospero, up on holiday with me, and I was just churning through fucking Space Marines, posting them on Facebook.
Anthony,
people are like, aren't you
game? Sorry.
I did. So our new member, Chris, has bought a pretty much entirely eBay bought Eldar army. So he's got about 2,000 points really quickly. So I've been at a 1,200 point game, I think it was, with him. My Astra Militarum versus Eldar, which is sort of just a, you know, teach the rules and show how to play again. But he picked out, he used to play a long time ago, so he picked it up pretty quick again. Then we had a really cool, I think it was 1,500 point game, my Blood Angels versus his Eldar again, which he bought a knight to, and 1,500 points. So it was just like, oh my God. But I bought the Festa the Lock, and with a few sneaky stratagem cards, I bought the knight down in two turns.
Say, did you get in there and give that knight a Mephiston?
Yeah, he got smashed. But yeah, but they killed each other ultimately, but I got to use a power which stratagem to fight on after death, so which actually brought him down in the end. But it's just like, wow, I've got to bring that down somehow. It's the only thing I can do. But yeah, it's a good fun game. It went for, I think we had two nights at it. And then we actually never really finished, but I ended up with the win in the long run, but I had like two figures left on the table, but I was 10 points ahead in the lead. It was a good fun game. So that was just New Year's Day we finished playing that.
So in January, you put that on the ladder. Yeah.
Oh, no, it was New Year's Eve. So won't get it. No. But anyway.
Did it go past midnight?
We cut off the points before Christmas. I've got two games up.
Quick talk.
So, yeah, I actually had a game as well against other not safe for work, Mark. That was Necrons and Tyranids. And it was very, very close. I think I only won because Mark had to leave.
That was default.
I think that's how Dave and Rob play. If I take really long time,
roll those dice, check those rules.
Well, it takes a while to count out the like 60 or 76 dice or whatever for a full termagant squad.
Your termagant bomb's awful, Mark. It's just awful.
It's awesome. It's awesome. It does one of two things. It clears half the board, or it clears like three models and then gets shot off the table. There is never, it is never not an awesome time.
sounds like Stormhammer time.
Yeah. Anything else? Yeah.
No, that's the only game I played. So
I played two games. Yeah, apart from the big massive game, I played my first APOC game. This is why I'm trying to get everyone to play APOC game, because it was awesome. Basically, I cleansed my cabinet of all my Imperial guys. Said that's what I got, and so Adam said, "All right, I'll bring my orcs." And I was concerned when he brought his two stompers. He didn't bring three because the other one was still at the GW store.
It's in the window, isn't it?
It is.
It's on display.
It was being used for, they had APOC Day, I think, New Year's Day or Boxing Day, some one of those. So he lent it to them. So it was fun. Really like the rules for APOC. It runs really quite smooth. I like the alternate turns and initiatives sort of side of things. And, you know, you shoot me, I'm dead, but I still get to shoot you because it doesn't happen. I shoot, you shoot. It happens all at once.
Yeah.
So I really liked it, and it didn't. We split it over two nights. That's because we started late, and maybe had a couple of beverages too early. but it runs well. It's good. I got everything on the table. I got to put my Shadow Sword on the table for the first time. I really like it. I got to say, I really like it. I won too. Sorry, hey! I really like it. Yeah!
Hence,
you're
on the top of the ladder.
The old Shadow Swords are pretty tough. Well, they fire a lot.
Couldn't get hit, but it's very strange seeing, you know, squad of 10 and only having two shots. Or, you know, here's my Punisher Cannon, 20 dice. Six dice? You what? So that was a bit strange. But the working out the damage. Is it a tank or is it a person? It's a tank. All right, so I need a 12 plus. Well, not that, because it only goes up to 12. So that's really good. So I'm really keen to give it more time. And as I said, Adam's away, so he's lent me his APOC box, which is somewhere behind me, so I'm looking. It's stalking me somewhere. So I'm trying to get as many games as possible. Just let me know when.
Next weekend. Then,
and I played another game against Rob. Small game against Rob. He has printed out some new data sheets to try and help speed his game along. I must admit, it did help him speed his game along. He's almost as quick as someone not slow. it was good. It was a good game. Again, I don't like AdMech. They shoot a lot. I don't like the tracked guys, how their troop choices, and he has 12 of them coming at me. I'm going, ah, what's that about? But he didn't realize how much Damon Prince and those fettered bloat drones hurt, so he ignored them.
Yeah, bloat drones are not something you want to ignore.
Well, I never ignore them. Them
and then they hit his right flank and then went, right, where should we start? So I did get the win out of that too. So that was a couple of good games. But APOC, I'm ready. Cool. I'll calm down. While I calm down, you should listen to this ad, which should be updated soon, but it's not dated yet.
Ooh.
Ad break.
Wine time.
Need your board game fix? What about a new family game to entertain the kids? Head over to Roland Board Games at rollersboardgames.com and look them up on Facebook. Board games, card games, party games, you name it, we've got it. If we don't, we'll do our best to get it. Rollers Board Games. Like what you're hearing? So do we.
You scream out in the night.
Who is this, you say?
You speak so silently.
Storyboard Concept. Want to hear more?
Anytime that you want.
That is storyboardconcept.bandcamp.com. And we are back. Yes, we'll get those ads updated, I'm sure. But you should be checking out the rollersboardgames.com because they do have a sale on at the moment. And they just played a whole lot of games recently. Check out their Instagram. I believe it's at rollersboardgames. We've got a games night coming up here as well, so we'll try some new stuff there.
And I've been playing games with Rollersboardgames, and they're very good. We've been playing at the pub. It's been fun.
Yeah. I'm going to do more at the pub is the best way to play. Especially if you play ground, you've got to stand up and go, grrr! In the middle of everyone, it's always fun.
Yeah, we were playing the Red Dragon Inn, and the Red Dragon Inn is all about a drinking game at a pub, and you're playing a board game about a drinking game while you're drinking at the pub. It's just so meta. I love it. It was so meta that when Sam and his girlfriend went home, I went out with my friend and got home at 3.
It was a good night then.
It was a great night.
And I do believe that Storyboard Concept has some new music out as well. He's posted some new stuff, so you should check him out as well. He's married, so just check out his music. All right, we should get on to our topic of the day, month, moment. We are looking into the warp again, the 2020 edition. Dun, 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 dun. What does that mean? What does that mean, Anthony?
Predictions. What is GW bringing us this year?
Mark,
good
what
stuff.
Else does it mean?
Means we get to see how many of our predictions came true.
Well, we should probably start there.
Oh, do
Michael?
We? Oh, goody.
Yes.
Michael was very kind enough to go back and listen to the podcast. That's Looking Into the Warp, episode 11.
I was going to say, don't ask me what the episode number was.
I just said 12 months ago, so 23 minus 12, 11?
Yeah, 11 sounds right.
Found on any good podcast place. Right.
And possibly some bad ones.
All right, so yes, he was kind enough to share our predictions so that we can see them. Everyone got them up in front of him. Good. Excellent. Actually, we didn't do too bad at our predictions. I think.
Yeah, look, we weren't super
as
bad.
As you said, it was a big push for everything from GW for 40K, so I think that helped us with the predictions.
Yeah.
Anthony. Oh, you only got one out of your five. Five predictions, Anthony. One out of five. Primaris only Space Marine Codex. Nah. Kill Team
Pretty Style close.
Acquisition Warband. Nah.
What was that one? Sorry?
Kill Team Style Inquisition Warband game.
Nah.
More that was Space a long Marine shot. Characters become Primaris. Ding! I need sound effects! Isabel, do my sound effects. Terminator model upgrade.
Bam, bam.
Sisters of Silence book. Mark.
They were in a white dwarf, however, so I reckon that's half a point.
Oh, don't think so.
Do we know
so.
Which Mark? Is this not safe for work or safe for work, Mark? More corn stuff.
That was me, yeah.
Bing.
Yeah, there was a bunch of corn stuff.
Yeah, Bloodmaster, Skulltaker, Skulltaker, AOS. Who cares about AOS? Me. Okay. Sisters of Battle Codex will be a letdown.
We don't know yet.
Honestly, don't know yet. No, I guess, yeah. I think not releasing it is a letdown, okay? Yeah, I think you're right there.
I don't know. I think it's that one.
Yet to be confirmed. We'll have to do a shot.
Yeah. Hang on, is this predictions for... It's not predictions for this year. This
no, yeah, that's a good point. It's
no, that was they were predictions for last year.
It was not released, so...
Well...
Bam.
Well,
oh, sorry,
if you
that was a big...
If you got that box, you did get a codex.
Ah, no, the box was out.
But only five people got it because there's only five boxes.
Yeah. Fuck. And the codex was actually just a series of blank pages saying print at home.
the codex was just released. Instructions. Tell everyone your models are really cool. Codex to be supplied later.
That made a lot of predictions, apparently. We will get specific chapter codexes.
Yep.
Ding. Yep. Ding.
Black Legion Codex.
Bow, bow. You also predicted Primarchs. There would be no Imperial Agents.
No Imperial Agents book. Got the version. Re-release of old Codex is like Space Marines and Death Guard. Half right?
I'm actually kind of disappointed that came true.
Same. Another worldwide campaign. No. We got Psychic instead.
Well, we thought there might have been.
Yeah, we thought Psychic Awakening was going to be worldwide.
We came close.
Mm. Yeah, and Michael, that wasn't really...
I'm not sure that your slow grow was quite worldwide enough, Mark, to really count it.
Oh, God, I'm glad it wasn't worldwide.
It felt worldwide.
It couldn't have taken longer.
It was slow.
Yeah. All right, so, Michael, Space Marine supplements... Sound effects.
Ding, sorry. Ding. I had a mouthful of wine.
New Keeper of Secrets.
Would have been a... Bing.
Slaanesh, come back.
Bing.
Fulgrim.
Ba-bow.
They have been hinting strongly.
I want the lion. Slaanesh returned as part of a major campaign.
Oh.
We're about half of it, right? Yeah. That wasn't too bad.
Yeah, and from the sounds of it, they're making big chaos moves as part of the Psychic Awakening. So it's a bit delayed, but it's not really the return of Slaanesh that we were hoping for.
No.
I was even wearing the shirt.
No, I'm wearing the shirt too, but it's the classic Lego space shirt. With an X-wing.
What is it? I played Psychic Awakening and all I got was this lousy shirt.
Yes.
You're wearing the Rogue Trader Space Marine shirt.
Yeah.
That's it.
Because you build all your tanks out of Lego.
There was no other way to build them. No. I did actually build a lot of scenery out of Lego back in the Rogue Trader
boxes,
days.
Bottles, cans, yep.
I did play a game of 40K in high school with Lego figures. Nice. So we didn't have Space Marines. Nice.
Damn.
To get their backpacks, make sure they got the backpacks on.
Yep.
I know. Yes. I built power armor for them. They had the biggest fucking guns. It was hilarious.
One of my mates fought against me with a guard army where his sentinels were all paint pots.
I painted it. That's brilliant. I've seen some pretty bad ones. Someone made a Necron army out of screws.
That's beautiful.
They cut and glued all the screws together. And that was their Necron army.
Nice.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Good work.
And we do know someone with a cardboard obelisk for Necrons as well.
Well, the old school.
I know somebody with a cardboard Lehman Russ.
The old
one. At once.
Why would you do that?
It's not my fault it's made of cardboard.
Even the old Warhammer Fantasy Battles used to have like the old cardboard cutout grog paunch and stuff like that.
And the fallen over marker for the fallen over ogre or the fallen over giant or whatever it was.
Right, so
we were statistically average for our predictions last year.
I was terrible. I was awful.
I choose to believe it's a team effort.
And you're off the team.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, we suck.
Beyond ones of just wishful thinking.
Well, that's the thing. We did last month was what did GW do for us lately? They did a lot.
Yeah, heaps of stuff came out.
We're not saying that they didn't do our wish list as a failure. Well, we might, but that's not the point. They did do a lot last year, which is good. But
way more than historically.
Yeah. Which has been fantastic. They've taken more of our money more quicker.
Oh, yep. So much of my money. I shut it to
the year's resolution.
So, what are they going to do to us this year? What do we expect and what do we want? It's two different things, really, because we know they're not going to give us everything we want.
Those are very different things.
Yes. I think the one that we all think is coming and we all expect is 9th edition.
Yeah. It's confirmed. Imperial Agents stat lines came out in White Dwarf. It's a new edition is nigh.
Imperial Agents is out, therefore new edition.
There is what, 40 years of history of this?
Really knock it on the head. I reckon it has to be a codex of Imperial Agents before they really knock it on the head, the new one comes out. So I remember buying the Imperial Agents codex, and like 2 days later they released a new one. It was null and void, and it was like, it just been released. I'm like, you are joking. It's just worse. Not fair.
I accidentally bought 2 copies of the Imperial Agents codex.
It's a codex.
So you've got one to throw through the window at GW. It's late night eBay shopping when you're drinking. You're like, oh, I don't have that yet. It hasn't showed up yet. And I ordered a new copy of it.
All right, so who wants to start off? Who wants to give this their first prediction? Because there's no judgment here. That's just why we read out the last ones and laughed at you. Feel at home and it's safe.
Okay, I'll go.
Okay.
And I think...
Predictions there'll first,
more,
not
there'll be more Primaris, and I think specifically missing some of the slots that are traditional, such as bikes, assault marines, and what's that, a land speeder type thing.
Oh, is that like
well, bikes have been confirmed by Potato Cam, haven't they?
Yeah,
oh,
I didn't know that, have they? Photo. It sort of gave the hint of a Primaris land speeder.
Yeah, somebody found a camera from like 1993 and took a photo of a codex or something.
You need to squint, turn it upside down, drink a case
drink
of beer.
A bunch. Because I've been kind of expecting I've been kind of expecting that the way they've been leaning, they're going away from generic things like bikes, and they'll want to make it something weird.
It'll be jet
unicycle,
bike or something like that.
Well, yeah, like a jet bike or something, but not like a bike because like they've been getting rid of all of the units,
people riding on the skull drones.
Yeah, they're just going to be riding on fucking Sisters of Battle or something. Like, but yeah, because they've been getting rid of all the units with bikes. They've
the other way around.
They've been getting rid of all the units with bikes. They've been getting rid of all the units of cavalry. Like, they've been kind of eliminating a lot of the kind of generic stuff. So I feel like they're going to aim for something more 40K themed to replace bikes that isn't bikes, but is the same kind of role.
No, that's a fair point. Well,
squeaks.
If you look at the...
Everyone gets squeaks.
The Primaris vehicles that they're getting, they don't have wheels, do they? They're all flying.
Right. And that's what I say. There'll be grav versions of the bikes.
Grav bike.
I'm really hoping... that assault marines come out. I'm just really missing the jump back fury,
some close combat,
close combat stuff.
Yeah.
But that'll be a want as well.
because supposed to be that, but they're kind of not.
What was that? The suppressors.
It feels like Reavers were supposed to be that, but Reavers, they're kind of not.
They're not. And they're a elite choice as well, so you're really limited to where you can use them. And I think they're the best Primaris they've come up with so far. And if I didn't have my current no-buy policy, I would have some of those to go with the Lord of Death.
So
but
I think as a subtle hint to all our viewers, gift him some Reavers.
Yeah! No, donate to Wires. It's much better. Save the animals.
Someone misunderstands and a bunch of dudes in horned helmets show up to your house. Again?
Who are you? We are the Reavers.
The dog doesn't like people in helmets. I was really incredibly disappointed with the Death Company Primaris that came out. It should have been the Reaver models. Rather than intercessors, they got no chainswords. They're really limited on what their weapons are. They're not Death Company. I'm sorry, and I won't ever have them. So I'd really want a new Death Company force for Primaris.
Actually, that's an interesting point you've raised. Are there any Primaris with chainswords?
There are the sergeants.
They FAQ'd that anyone can take them.
Oh, okay.
Because it used to just be space wolves.
I just can't think of a model that had it.
The Space Wolf accessory kit comes with one.
Yeah, and the Blood Angel accessory
comes with a hand flamer. Went, what? Sure. What? Who can use a hand flamer? Oh, apparently a sergeant can. Took me a while.
No.
Normal Marine can't.
But yeah, I was a bit disappointed that they made the Death Company just a shooty Marine mob.
Yeah, Death Company is so dumb.
Yeah, I know. I was a bit disappointed. I mean, the current Death Company have bolt guns and chainswords. So that's really cool. You get the rapid fire and the shooty chop Death and jump packs. So they move really fast. So, no, the new ones are a bit of a letdown.
I got my letter. Excellent.
Thanks. I was just going to convert up some Reavers into Death Company.
Nice. So
these count as Death Company.
Primaris, Bikes, Assault, and what do you have? Primaris, Assault, and something else.
Is your Land Speeder.
Land Speeder.
Yeah.
Right.
Kind of filling out the slots that they're missing.
Yeah, right. Filling out the slots they're missing. Yeah.
Mark, what about you?
I'm going to go with a left field prediction here. I'm going to say Tau are going to get something interesting next year. Well, this year, sorry.
Something interesting. Why? To find that.
Just because I feel like Living Dangerously and Xenos, you know.
They've had their update for this year. They got a new commander. That's it. It started dusted.
Yeah, you never know.
Well, one of the Psychic Awakening books is about them, isn't it? There's like one that's called The Greater Good or something.
It is Tau and those other guys.
Necrons, maybe?
No, Necrons.
I don't remember who they're fighting.
They're fighting everybody. Let's be honest.
They are fighting. They don't get along with anyone. It's fuck off. And insert elevated music while I look. Thank you.
There's supposed to be a book coming soon that's Tau and something.
Yeah, it is.
Tau
and Death Guard. Oh my god, how did I not know
Tau
that?
Tau and Death Guard?
Yeah.
That's just doesn't make sense.
The Great Book clearly is Death Guard.
Fire warriors turned into poxwalkers. That could be interesting.
I was expecting it to be the Necrons, given that if you look at the map, they're on top of each other.
Well, this is where it's weird. I mean, there's been a lot of talk about Necrons recently, but none of the three Psychic Awakening books mention Necrons.
Well, I mean, a lot of them are more than two factions. So if that one says Tau and Death Guard, maybe they're the third.
Maybe. Well, at the moment, Ritual of the Damned, Thousand Suns, Dark Angels, Grey Knights. That's the next book.
Grey Knights,
Good, Tau, Death Guard, Saga of the Beast, Orcs, Space Wolves.
Which leads into my prediction.
Which is?
We need another fucking Primarch.
Guess who I think it should be. Prediction brought to you by Deja Vu.
Prediction brought to you by Where's My Fucking Lion?
Or the Thunderhawk.
But knowing my luck, right, it'll be the wolf. Because they're making a big deal about the Space Wolves. And the Dark Angels and the Space Wolves are going to go off and fight Big Red.
Yeah.
And you really need a Primarch for that.
They need to bring back Ferris Manus.
Yeah. We'll bring back Football Head.
Because that's what you do. You don't bring back the ones that are just on gap year. You resurrect them from the dead.
Why bring back the ones who are canonically still alive when you can bring back the ones who are canonically dead? Precisely. Exactly. And Sanguinus will just fucking roll up with a sword sticking out of him.
Yeah, he'll be like,
it's gone, guys!
It's not a scratch!
They didn't use silver. He's a vampire. What, this? It's fine. Keep fighting.
Tis but a scratch.
Sorry?
I said, tis but a scratch.
Rudely interrupted.
I think we're all expecting 9th edition. I would like to think 9th is going to wait a bit and that we will instead get some updated codexes. That's entirely possible that that's what the Psychic Awakening is for.
Yeah.
Update everything and then 9th.
I think 9th would be kind of late year. It would be late in the year, not
year or anything like that. Or the Psychic Awakening finishing.
Be Christmas special.
If Psychic Awakening is anything to go by, 9th edition is going to be full of psychic shit. It's just going to be basically taking like 8th edition, ballistics and rules, and then just adding a shit ton of psychic to it.
Endless spells.
If you read the fluff for the next book that's about to happen, it's all about Magnus the Red being like, "Hey fuckos, I'm gonna elevate humanity to a psychic race. Come join me.
Trust me, you will be safe here."
What could go wrong?
Yeah. But we've talked about before, sort of the endless spells version for psychic
powers. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
See that happening, which could be interesting to see how they go. So I've got to say, the psychic powers at the moment, okay.
Smite, and a bit more smite.
That's it. Everyone uses smite. No one really uses anything else.
I do. I do. The NIDS use tons of stuff. Catalyst. Catalyst is life.
We're talking about real
life. It'd be interesting if they went back to like Dark Millennium psychic powers, you know, where you had endless spells, things that went on the table, and psychic was a bigger part.
Just stomp!
Yes! Just stomp! I love that, because every time you used it on me, you'd use it on like Marines or Terminators or something.
And it did nothing.
Nothing would happen.
Terminators and Marines is a handprint.
They need to bring back the vortex as well.
Yeah, with the vortex. The cardboard ones are going down the table. You said, oh crap.
Grey Knights have currently got vortex, but it doesn't move around like that. Yeah. But
I used to take like a librarian with as many powers and just take the Inquisition set every time to try and get that fucking vortex of destruction. Because I loved it. Just like, oh yeah, I'm just going to throw this shit at people. Fuck off!
But then it comes back and bites you.
No, you don't. It's like Perils of the Warp or jamming the gun 3 times. You didn't care. It was cool enough on its own. You didn't care if you lost the game for it.
Yeah. And I mean, there's no way it's going to be as fun and random bullshit as it was back in our day. It will be something much more competitively minded.
Yeah.
But it'd be nice if they bring like that endless spells kind of Dark Millennium vibe into 40K. That will be interesting. It'll be a change.
I predict mana. They're going to be mana. You're going to have to use a certain amount of mana.
I'm serious.
They're going to have to limit it. You can't have unlimited in tournaments. It can't be.
You're going to have to run around and find potions.
Bring back the fucking mana deck like you used to have.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ.
You have this.
Yes.
That'd be cool.
Apoc is interesting because you can have cycles on the table, but unless you pull the stratagem, which is a psychic power, they do nothing.
Nice.
Draw the card. It's a psychic ability. Poker face.
No wonder it's quicker. It's like here's my victim. Oh, he's dead.
It's good. It's fun. It's not character driven. It is, you know, vehicle squad driven. It's good.
Meat driven.
My predictions, is it up to me? Oh, is it your prediction?
I think so.
Look, I'm I did a little research, and I could just read a website to you, but I'm not gonna. Because everybody could just go out and read it out, look it up.
It's what's like, I predict you will be angry.
Yes, I predict you will be angry. But yeah. I did see that they're releasing an Amble, which I'm very freaking excited about.
Oh, they've already done that.
He's out.
There are two different Necromunda already.
Yep. Amble. And then there's also a Necromunda, like, Ambot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can fire
like
an Amble.
Because the Amble is my favorite, like, of anything out of Rogue Trader.
Yeah.
I just love that beastie with its mandibles.
Without my Amble.
The big horns and a war!
That's got teeth! That's not an my predictions. There'll be another Psychic Awakening book that will be Garden Cult.
Ooh, that's.
Well, they haven't. Gene Steel Cot's got nothing yet, and none of Imperial Guard has had anything yet, regardless of.
They don't need anything. They're too tough.
They haven't changed since the 1940s.
Primaris Orcs. Gaz will be a Primaris.
What did you do to this sheet thing that not has ate it?
In the Saga of the Beast. And he will be a fucking giant to rip off all your faces.
Yeah. Fucking Gazcal stops Biscop skipping leg day and just pumps up.
That's it.
Fucking yeah!
He will have to put a stomper on in his armor. That's how big he'll get.
He's run away so many times, he's never skipped leg day in his life.
Bam! Oh my god.
I think the orcs will get pumped up because they need a bit of love too.
The orcs do feel like they need some love.
Yeah. But is it
Death Watch haven't had a mention yet either. I was wondering where they are.
Custodians, Sisters of Silence.
Yeah.
There's a whole host that just nothing's come out.
Custodians don't need much. They're pretty tough.
What about the assassins? They need to be buffed, right?
I had 10 figures and I still beat you.
the big problem with the custodes that I see is that there's, like, it's incomprehensible. I look at the units and I can't tell the difference.
Nah, no, I don't know. They all look like golden logies.
I mean, they all look like the same golden guy. Or
they are.
On bikes. Have you ever seen them in the same room together?
I love how the fluff for the custodies is that they're all these individually crafted, genetically superior things to Space Marines, but the models are more similar than the Space Marine models, which is supposed to be the mass-produced version.
Yeah.
Well, the Primaris are pretty big and close to their size now, too, so maybe they're obsolete.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Custodes got a lot of the 30k stuff that they have, because they have heaps of 30k stuff that isn't in 40k.
There's a lot of things in 30k that I think should be in 40k. Surely they can't.
You know what isn't? You know what isn't in 30k that should be and should be in 40k? The fucking lion.
Yeah.
Hey, can I make a double prediction?
You may.
A rogue or a Chaos Primaris chapter.
Yeah, actually, Fabius Bile's supposed to be working on making a Chaos Primaris, so that may be a thing.
Yeah, well, I think thinking...
They've surely got to make... If they're getting all these Primaris Marines, it'd have to be an equivalent for the Chaos, surely. Cause
well, they're falling to the Death Company now, so, you know, they're not foolproof. So falling to a Chaos God isn't as hard as it could be, I guess.
They don't need to, because... We know for a fact that he made the traitor legions well. Yeah. And they're just in stasis.
Yeah.
Same with the lost foundings. Like the lost legions, they've also got also in stasis. Yeah. So any of that could have, that's all potential, and that'd be really interesting if they actually did something with that.
Yeah. So it's like they broke in and freed all their brothers.
Yeah. Yeah. Or fucking dickhead goes rogue because Robert Gilliman keeps telling him not to be an idiot. Yep. Something like that. Cool, that's his fucking name.
I'm half expecting the Primaris to start shooting off the old Marines as well at some stage.
Great Betrayal. Was it code?
Well, I mean, they're so much bigger, they'll just start shooting them up.
That's right. They're shooting them with like trank guns, but they're full of gene seeds. It's like Primaris are just popping up across the battlefield. It'll be like a stratagem card. Primaris gene seed machine gun.
Primaris just eat the normal marines to get bigger.
It's just got Rubicon written on the side of it.
No, Umbrella Corporation.
Any other predictions? What do we think is going to happen? Come on. Is this psychic awakening going to lead to anything except for ninth edition? Or is there going to be actually lore change?
They made a big deal about it, and I still think like it could lead to the long promised flowering of humanity's psychic powers.
Yeah.
Which is what Magnus is trying to do.
So we're going to see
that's
a lot
what
of
the next book is about. Yeah, like he's supposed to be trying to re-trigger psychic powers, and that was also a thing that was happening with the Cicatrix Maledictum. It was making more psychers happen and shit like that. So it is kind of feeding into that along there, and it feels like that's kind of a place they will go, and that'll be interesting.
Yeah, to see how that plays would be interesting. Is it going to be a larger selection of psychic powers to choose from, or are you going to have more psychers on the field? I mean, I could have a lot of psychers on the field for Imperial Guard, but not one of them's useful.
Yeah,
and you can only do one in a match play. You can only do one power a turn anyway. So I mean, you can't repeat it, which just drives me up the wall. It's weirdest rule.
if they go back in the old days where there were like more disciplines to pick from, that would give armies more flexibility because play differently depending on which discipline you took.
Yeah,
as a Grey Knight player and having, you know, 10, 12 units that are all psychers, but you can only use Gate of Infinity once.
Yeah,
in a turn. Yeah, it is. My whole gameplay was around getting everyone to Gate of Infinity and up the board really quickly. But no, that got taken away.
No.
As did all my other
favourite rules.
They got
my letter
rules
about that too, mate.
Yes, you actually just wrote, "This is how Anthony plays," and I would like you to take it all away, please.
This guy called Anthony. I need you to do
the Anto rule.
Yes,
the Anto rule has been brought in.
My God, yeah.
I sustain my army with Anto's tears.
Dear James Workshop, it's fuck Anthony.
Thank you.
Yes, they will now. They will now. So stop buying from them.
New models. Do we think we see new models? I mean, Anthony said more bikes, assaults, maybe land speeders. Isn't that getting to the more likes than prediction? Because I know I would like. They can't give Imperial Guard the Primaris treatment, but they could give them new tanks.
Yeah.
They could even just give them models that aren't from 1980.
Well, that's the other part.
Hey, a new regiment or redone would be
nice.
No, just
bring out the Valhalla's talent.
Because, I mean,
just bring back the Rough Riders, and now all Imperial Guards are on horses, all of them.
Have been discontinued.
Everyone.
Sorry, legendized.
I know.
Legendized.
I'm saying they've been legendized because now everyone gets a horse.
Yeah.
Including the tank commanders. They've got to ride a horse inside the tank.
Now the guard are riding cow. That's inappropriate.
They'll get special proprietary space bikes instead of horses.
Yes.
With pedals.
There should be an Imperial Trojan horse.
So
you actually put the Rough Riders inside the horse.
Space Marines get all these new grab bikes.
That's right.
And the guard get all the leftover bikes from the Marines. That's how
I feel like this is getting away into a porn metaphor. Off-riding.
I'm hopeful that there'll be a Grandmaster Dread Knight for Grey Knights coming out this year.
Nah, you're dreaming.
Nah?
do hope they'll do something for Guard. Unless you're Acadian, there's been no Guard love for how long now?
There to be a new book released called 50 Shades of Grey Knights.
Great
fatigue. I'm sure someone's already written
that. That's that YouTube.
Bet they freaking have to.
Caldor Dragor and the Warp Dust.
Pardon me.
Rule 34.
Yeah.
So I got excited when they did the little snippet of that arm holding the binoculars. Like, is it new Catachan? Is it? And
That's an orc.
There's no fingernails. Orcs don't have no trimmed nails.
Just rip the binoculars off the sub-imperial guards.
That's too sophisticated, that binoculars, for an orc, surely.
It's Primaris Tau then.
Maybe it's and it will be like human Tau auxiliaries.
Well, that would be cool. Yeah, that would be cool.
Just to fuck the Imperial Guard. Yeah, no, it looks like Guard, but it's actually Tau. Fuck off.
It's just an orc holding a bit like the
Cheat-Stealer cult.
Yeah, it's on a spike on his helmet or something, the binoculars are just hanging, and they've taken it from a different angle.
Yeah. Eating that arm. Yeah, that'd be good.
It's actually a Slaanesh model, and he's using it as a sheath.
Oh, right, we're going that far.
I'd love to turn it for the wall while we're here.
So wish list, quickly.
I
what would
only
you like
want
to see?
Your Genesis
Anthony,
does.
What would you like to see in a wish list? Three.
Turn
it
war.
Sorry?
Turn it for the law. Changes to the Death Company and Assault Primaris.
Mark?
Something interesting and new for Guard and Tau.
Oh, I count that as two. Move on. Michael?
Well, I think my first thing will be something totally unexpected. The fucking lion! that's the first one on my wish list. I know I'm going to get him in 30K.
It'll be Ferris.
Yeah.
If Vulcan comes up first, I will be dancing over to your place.
It'll be freaking, it'll be goddamn Living Rust just to shit us extra. He's already got a tank. What does he need a model for? And some bloody get our Primaris characters, like, because all our guys are still normal still.
You got the new guy.
And fucking, what's the other thing? There was another thing that I was going to say, and I've forgotten it.
You got a Dark Angel Primaris character.
Slaanesh?
Yeah, they got Lazarus. Yeah,
that one new guy.
As a Salamander. What more do you want?
But one as a Blood Angel.
One Blood Angel.
Yeah. Your chief librarian.
More than one character.
Yeah, the Ultramarines chief librarian became Primaris. The Blood Angels chief librarian became Primaris, but not ours.
Now you get a captain.
We get a captain. We get a captain. Fucking from out of left field. It's not existing.
You get a private.
He's completely new.
You get private Steve Rogers. He became Primaris.
Yeah, he replaces
we technology.
I've never thought of that. Is
that
Sergeant?
Captain.
It's so true.
Is do you have a wish list you'd like to see for DW?
Well, I want Captain Marvel 2. Oh, hang on, shit. Wrong podcast. Let's see. What I want is Sisters to Battle to not suck. The models are looking pretty epic, and I want them to actually have an epic, like, codex as well. What I'd like to see is 9th Ed released closer to January 2021 than June 2020, so that everybody gets to play this freaking game a bit longer, because I just feel that releasing codices every 3 years is a bit of a piss take. Yeah. And it's very genuinely the reason I couldn't keep going with the hobby. But if what I'd also like to see is 9th edition be more of an upgrade to 8th edition than a new complete set of rules, 8.1. Just tweaks and a shit ton of psychic stuff or whatever.
Yeah,
whatever they're doing with it.
I expect it won't be like a 7th to 8th rewrite or like a second to third rewrite. It'll be
like
a 6 to 7.
8.5.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to see. Anyway, that's it. That's everything.
For
my third one, I'm going to put a fucking Talons of the Emperor Codex in there as my wish list.
Yes.
To get the Sisters of Silence and the Imperial Agents and all that bullshit in there.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That would be nice.
I've got down an upgrade to the Guard. Catachan specifically for me, but I would love to see the Valhallans, Vostroians come out as well, because all you see is Cadian, and God damn it, they're dead. Move on. Come on.
Cadia stands.
Cadia doesn't die until the last Cadian dies.
Because of the Thousand Suns. Come on.
They will rebuild.
A new tank for the Guard would be nice, because they can't, as I said, they can't be Primaris. So how else are they going to get...
Even just a refresh of, an existing kit would be good.
Lehman Rust with two battle cannons. That'd be fine.
Well, we've had a couple of minor updates.
Four times.
People say people talk about how the Lehman Russ has been around since the 90s. It hasn't. There was kind of a mid-2000s refresh where they slightly rejigged it. Yeah. Because if you compare my old Lehman Russes to my modern Lehman Russes, they are slightly different.
That's not the same as a new model. Kit, when I say a new tank, I mean a new tank with a different name. Lehman George.
What about a Riemann Luss?
That's it.
And it's basically exactly Lehman. The same thing, but it hovers.
But it only goes in reverse.
At the very least, they need to paint a squad of Catashans and update the promo photo on the Games Workshop website because it's dire.
I've also got Death Guard update because it was the first codex that came out. I'm talking, Michael. Can you turn my volume up? I can turn it up.
You've got mute powers.
I'd like to see a Death Guard update. It does look like that might happen. It was the first codex that came out, and I think they need a bit of help because everyone loves Disgusting Resilient. Loves it.
No. An update.
I think that needs to be a 4+, not a 5+.
A 6+ would be better, actually.
Chaos Lord and Chaos Sorcerer should also have it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Pretty much extra disgusting.
I think there's a couple of armies that need a Lord of War choice floating around, but don't have one.
Mm. Like
one that isn't Forge World.
I wouldn't mind even if they gave the Baneblade invariant a invulnerable save, because anything can kill that thing. Compared to who's got an invulnerable save, or a Greater Demon's got an invulnerable save and stuff like that, as well as saves and high.
I think any vehicle should have an invulnerable save.
I recall reading a comparison between the Imperial Knight with the Volcano Lance.
Yeah.
What's his fucking... Can't remember. Shadow Sword. Yeah. There was an argument about which one was more bullshit. And kind of the big thing was the Shadow Sword has got a higher damage capacity with that gun, but it doesn't have the invulnerable save that the Knight has.
No.
And that was kind of the payoff. And they still weren't sure which was better.
Yeah. No, I get that, but... Yeah.
So if they gave the Baneblade a save, they'd have to nerf that gun.
No. No, they don't. Leave it alone. I take back what I said. Dear DJ, there's this guy called Michael.
4,000 points.
Please send goons and break his toys.
Horns.
Baneblade, 4,000 points. That's all. Fixed.
To be fair, chump.
Right, so a 4,000 point game today?
that's how much my Warlord Titan costs, 4,000 points.
Ouch. Good
grief, so... I could put three tables worth of Tyranids down for that.
only Termagants, though.
That's okay.
Stop.
I need a skip to roll all the dice.
Fuck it. There was one guy at an APOC game I was playing at who had one of those 50-liter drums where the bottom was full of dice to roll for his orcs.
Guy around. Yeah, with his dice. I'm going, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was at one of the GW APOC.
Says, re-roll anything under 4. Oh, fuck off.
Oh, God, I'll be here all week checking.
This is
why we need, the Google Glass. It's just to scan it all and just go, right, that one, that one, that one, that one, that one, that one, that one.
Yeah. So
much faster.
The first Psychic Book Awakening was the Elder, right? They didn't really get anything, though. Are they going to get anything Primaris treatment for them?
They got a bunch of upgrades to their Aspect Warriors. They got the new plastic Aspect Warriors. They got the new plastic Janzar.
But they were they're the same warriors. They're not different rules. They're not Primaris. We expect them. I think we expect them to happen when they, kill themselves and trust the Dark Elder.
When the Dark Elder build,
and they'll come back all shiny and new. I think that's their Primaris treatment, right? So then you got Necrons and Tau. Yeah, see a buff Tau, I'm sure. He's not muscle. That's another fucking missile pod. So Necrons could be interesting to see what they do with them, considering there's been a bit of talk about them. But that's about it. All right, we have been rambling. So predictions: Anto, Primaris, Bikers, Assault, Landspeeder. That's all I got written down. I didn't write down much. Mark, Tau. Good.
Something cool for the Tau.
I also predicted a Chaos or Renegade Primaris.
Oh, you did. Yes. Michael, Primarch, he wants Russ.
And Dawn.
It will be Russ first.
Well, I mean, it'd also be nice if we got, because, like, if we got the rest of the Chaos Primarchs as well, like, then we, and then you would need to have some good ones to counteract that. It's like, you know, I'd like to see what the new angle would
when
they've like.
Mort and,
well, they've already got two. We deserve one.
Yeah, they don't have the cool ones.
I don't know. Magnus was pretty cool.
Yeah, but like Snake Boy. Like, who doesn't like a good Snake Boy? And then we've got big Angry Red.
Yeah.
Like, they used to have cool models, even if Angry Red looked like a fucking bloodthirster.
Yeah.
Calgar. And I said Primaris Orcs. And big book 7 will be Guards and Cultists. We all think endless psychic powers, like the endless spells, will come along probably more likely in 9th edition or at the end of the psychic awakening. Yeah. And we had a good wish list. We weren't self-indulging at all. Lion! No.
Hey, I didn't want anything for any army I actually play.
No, we won't talk about you.
Me neither.
Implying that I get to play my Dark Angels.
Very good. All right, we've been going on for a while, so we wrap it up. Are we happy with our predictions?
Yes.
Do we think we'll get it right?
My predictions are not very strong.
I like how
this
last
year
we had about five.
Yeah,
or six
I'm super confident.
Last year there was a lot of there was stuff we could see that was missing.
Yeah.
Whereas they've done most of that, and now we're kind of like, well, what do we feel like there should be, not what is absolutely missing.
I would still like to see the individual codexes, but we won't see, like a Black Legion codex, which I predicted last year. And also, you know, Alpha Legion and all that, not a combined book.
Well, they've started doing that with the Space Marines, so I wouldn't be surprised if there are more supplements to echo my fucking prediction last year.
I think the Psychic Awakening, they're going to throw it all into these mini codexes until 9th Ed or after the Psychic Awakening. And then you might see individual ones.
Because they basically did that with the Yennari in the Eldar book. Like, they just kind of gave them a new refresh in the Eldar book. And that was effectively a supplement.
Yeah.
So they could just do that in the Chaos ones.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So thank you, viewers, for listening and watching. We are all knowledgeable, and you should write these down and get on to a good Bet365 to place your bets on our predictions. Don't do that. They are not there. And stop using
that is account. Extraordinarily not gambling responsibly. Just so everybody knows.
So thank you for joining us.
Please address all checks to Michael at Cayman Islands.
Again, if you probably heard about the fires here in Australia, if you can help out in any way possible for the people who have been affected and the wildlife that have been affected, there are links in the stream chat that you can go to. Otherwise, if you're listening to the podcast, you can contact us at our Facebook page regarding the donate miniatures scheme. Scheme always sounds like a...
Mark's building a new army.
Well, visit victoriaminiatures.com. They also have a Australian Bushfire fundraiser there as well. I would read out the eBay one, but that is like a 233-4560, so I'm not going to. You can contact us, and we can probably send you the link for that.
Slacker.
Fine. Go to ebay.com.au/ITM/233-4560-4005 ? You are happy?
Much happier, thank you. Slacker.
Maybe we could pin that to the Facebook so that people can find it.
It is on our Facebook page, RLG40K. It will go up on the YouTube version of this wonderful thing that you're watching. Hi, Mom! And we're also making sure we're implementing the suggestions that was given to us by our listeners from last year. That's right. We are letting Michael talk more. Tell your mum to stop calling me now. Everyone likes Mike.
About this.
That was it. So the only person could do that. Anyway. But thank you all for watching and listening. And anything else, boys and girls? What about our social media sites? Yeah, good. That
we have
well.
One.
Instagram, Terra40K.
40K Gamer or something, isn't it?
Instagram is at RLG40K. Our Twitter is at RLGOzGaming. Yeah, we'll go with that. You should see the update coming through on the little side screen. I'm not going to read it out.
Jesus Christ.
And if you want a good read, harass this young lady down the corner there and get her to write book 2, damn it.
Yeah.
Of Bifrost.
I wrote this week. I did.
Well done. This week, I will write another book.
I'm offering all of the people that have actually read book 1 beta read status. You can get the book for free when I finished it. You just got to tell me what you think. Yeah. General.
Yeah, and you've got to finish it.
I know I have to finish it. It's just, I'm
slow. All right, thanks, folks, for listening to us. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for the chats on our Twitch feed. I do read them. Don't always reply because I'm just a rude bastard. Michael, please sign us out. Oh, sorry, one more thing. This week, this Saturday, is our awards night for our 2019 ladders, best painted and stuff like that. We will be having some footage of that. And it will work this time.
Didn't that just...
I feel adding beer to that situation possibly will not help.
Beer technology and us, though.
It'll be fine. Possibly fine. What could go wrong? Don't answer that.
I think you're done our predictions from last
Stop.
Year.
Okay. And on that note, Michael, sign us off.
The skeins of the warp are vicious and cruel. Look upon our predictions from last year and despair. Know that we have no idea what is going on this year. Anything could happen. Like 9th edition. So, until next month, when we find out if anything interesting happens, goodbye!